This is TCS Weekly Episode 4, covering the week of January 25th. We missed a week last week, so this week you get a double issue. And we've been very busy lately, so busy we're filming in a car today. So, let's get on with it. What's been happening, or what did happen 2 weeks ago? First item was no Beta 2 for Windows 7. Steve Clayton picked out a small little quote from the E7 blog for Windows, and he found where they mentioned that the next step is an RC. That means a release candidate. So there'll be no Beta 2, there's just going to be a release candidate. And normally when we say release candidate, it means we're pretty close. And we want people to test out the features, because we're getting close. Next on the list is Tim Heuer posted a comprehensive list of all the Silverlight controls that he knew about. And from there on, commenters helped him add more to the list. There's about 16 different offerings, or 16 different vendors, actually, with a bunch of open source projects that can be useful as well. It's a great list to keep tabs on. And finally, on January 30th, the Mix 10K contest entry phase came to an end, and the voting stage has started. While the judges are trolling through the 104 entries of goodness, you have the choice to go through and rate the entries, and choose which one is your favorite. The highest rated entry by the community wins the Community Choice Award. Beware, though, as you go through those entries, about a third of those entries are Silverlight-based games, and about a third of those games are quite addictive. Now, onto some shared knowledge. Josh Smith has posted a gigantic article on MVVM and how it applies to WPF. He describes a little bit about the MVP pattern, why MVVM is better for WPF, as well as a walkthrough of a sample application of MVVM in WPF. So there's a lot of acronyms there, but ultimately you end up with a great design pattern that enables application development to be much easier as well as more powerful. Those are two good things. Charles Petzold posted a sample on how to create non-affine transforms in Silverlight. Affine is where you can only do a parallel transform, so from a rectangle to a parallelogram. Non-affine transforms is when the angles can be changed independently, allowing for a perspective-type view. Charles has released the code on how to do this by handling the transformation of the polygon before handing the rendering off to Silverlight. Another interesting Silverlight article was the custom animations article from Gozo Smith, submitted for the Silverlight Win and Write contest. And what I like about his article is that he talks about how when you need like a complex physics-based animation or you need to do collision detection, custom animation is the way to go. And he shows two examples of that, one using timers, the other using composition target rendering. And finally, in the week of January 25th, we had two amazing demo sites, samples, visuals worth taking a look at. The first one is Chirp, which is a Twitter application from 1323. Since its release, Chirp has been renamed to Blue, and it's labeled as the Vista Twitter client. Makes heavy use of WPF, animations, and really shows what you can do with a WPF-based application. It sparked a lot of interest in not just WPF, but also experience and what you can expect from a Twitter client. You can tell that they've spent a lot of time and care on their design. It's really just, you just gotta see it. And another impressive release comes from the Mix Online team. Their latest issue is based on information visualization. So what they've done is they've released a few samples of how you can take data and go beyond just basic charts, but create a very interesting and informative graphic that almost anybody can read and glean some type of understanding from. They have some very cool samples you need to check out. The source code is included, and a lot of the technology they've used is JavaScript, HTML, and Silverlight. I look forward to the next issue. Well, that's it for TCS Weekly Episode 4. Sorry it's late. I'm going to go and record Episode 5 now.